Good morning. How are you? You do realize some people don't like that at all. They think, I think that's too Protestant, Father, and everything else. But if you listen to the gospel today, when John sits there and says, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, blessed are those called to the supper, that's what we use every Sunday. But it comes from the gospel today. But right before we say that every Sunday, I say, what? Behold the Lamb of God, or what is it? I forget what I say now. But it always goes, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lord. What does that make us? Blessed. The church teaches us we are blessed. So if you don't like it, get over it, okay? We are blessed. Not because God gives us lots of things. Stop that. That kind of theology is garbage. We are blessed because we get to receive Jesus in the Eucharist every day if we want. We have been received, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves us, gives his life for us, and takes away our sins. That makes us blessed. And in that blessing, God calls us in the second reading today. Paul says that we have been sanctified in Christ, blessed, and then we are called to be holy. We are called to be holy. Now again, what does holiness look like? As I've told you before, holiness isn't this piety that sits there and stays focused on self and look how holy I am and look at the way I receive communion, look how I kneel during Mass and look at me, I'm so holy, and all these other pagans everywhere, they're not holy, just me. Stop it. You're going to hell anyway and you're going to be holy there. The reality is holiness is focused on Jesus, and it's focused on others. It's never focused on self. That's the reality. So if you have a holiness or you have a theology that keeps you focused on yourself and your own holiness, that's not of God. I'm here to tell you. And even in this first reading today, we get this. You know, the Old Testament author talks about, the Lord said to me, you are my servant, Israel, through whom I will show my glory. And then at the end it says, I will make you a light. Why? That my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. God makes us holy, and he calls us to be saints, not for ourselves, but for the salvation of others. You get that? That's the whole point of this holiness thing. That when you and I are made holy by the blood of Jesus, by the Lamb of God, he redeemed us, he set us free. Too often people who are trying to be holy is only like, I got to deal with my sin and I got to get rid of my sin. Who did that for you? Jesus. So why do you keep trying to do it? Why is it you that thinks that you have to be your own savior by always worrying about your sins? Those things keep you focused on yourself and your sinfulness. That does not help you grow in a holy life. It just doesn't. Again, some of the people that appeared to be very, very holy have been proven very unholy. The founder of the Legionnaires of Christ, Marcel, Father Marcel, everybody thought he was holy. Ooh, he did all holy things. People thought, oh, this guy's going to be a saint. But he was evil, right? He impregnated two separate women, right? He sat there and had children with them. He abused sexually those children. But everybody thought he was a saint. Sanctity is nothing if it's only focused on yourself. Period. And you and I got to know that and get that garbage out of our heart. Sanctity has to do with when God's will and my will become one, right? That's sanctity. When Jesus looked at the Father and says, not my will, but yours be done. When Mary looked at the Father and says, let it be done to me. I exist to do your will. So that is a holiness that's focused on Almighty God. Not a holiness that's focused on me and what I'm going to do and how good I am and I follow all the rules. It's a holiness that seeks only his will. And if you and I are wasting so much time focusing on ourselves, we can't focus on Jesus. We just can't. So in our prayer, everything, it has to be focused on Jesus. I exist for one reason, to do your will, period. I exist today to do your will. It doesn't matter what I want. And then when we look at the will of God, he makes it very clear in the gospel, right? John chapter 13, verse 34 says, love one another as I have loved you. That's the will of God. Verse 35, all people will know you're my disciples because you love one another. So this is the will of God. If I'm seeking God's will and my will, and I'm putting them together, the will of God for me to be holy is that I love other people. That means that I do everything in my power, not for my salvation, but for theirs. So if I'm a husband, I am more concerned about the holiness of my wife and my child, my children, than I am for myself. I do everything in my power to help them, right? If I'm a wife, I would die for my husband and my children and would do everything to get them to heaven because this isn't about me. And so what happens in our life is that somewhere we finally get over ourselves in this quest for this personal holiness that looks whatever it is, so I can look like one of these statues here of the saints. None of the saints look like this. You know this. Every saint, I love to sit there and think, they all had to go to the bathroom. Can you imagine? They all sat in the toilet once and had to wipe themselves like everybody else. A saint of God. Really? Because they were real. Father, you shouldn't talk about that stuff at Mass. Oh, shut up. That's the reality. See, again, that thing that stays, oh, let's look pious and let's pretend we're all holy together. No. I want a holiness that's real. I want a holiness that forgets about how we look and starts thinking about how we act in for others and for God. That is the holiness that will transform us, will transform our parish, will transform our world. When we finally stop looking at ourselves and we look at Jesus and we look at others and we live a life for them and them alone. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Don't you hate me? I know you do. There are days I want to kill him. Good. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.